Heavenly Father, I share this homily in respect and affection for a colleague who lost his life this week. We pray for Father Chad and for his family. May this message bring those gathered here closer to you, and may Chad smile in the kingdom. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Please be seated. When I first met Dr. David, he was a physician in a small community where I was serving, and he came into my office and asked if I would do a wedding. I looked at him and I thought, not sure it's the first time. He then began to tell me about his beautiful wife who he had lost to cancer, and that he had found another, and he couldn't believe that God would gift him with this second opportunity. And so I met his partner, Sheila, and we got to know each other a little bit, and it was a privilege to do the wedding. It was a few years later that a series of personal tragedies in my life led me to a time and a place where I couldn't sleep, and I had decided that I wasn't enjoying food anymore. And I let it slide for a while, because those of you who know me well under these robes know that me losing 10 pounds wouldn't be a bad idea. But as it progressed and it got more serious, I decided that sitting with a doctor was a good idea. And so I went to see Dr. David, and I sat with him, and I said, I'm not sleeping, and I'm really not eating very well, and I know something's wrong. I think you should medicate me. He said, no way. Not a chance. He said, you'll be at my house on Friday at 3 o'clock. I couldn't believe that somebody that busy with so many patients and so much hard work would actually make time for someone else. And so I arrived at 3. As I got out of the car, he said, we're going for a walk. I thought, exercise. As we walked, he would point to the trees. You see, it was this time of year. And he would say, see the beauty of the leaves? Have you noticed everything's changing color? Can you believe the majesty of that one? And he would point things out. And as we went step by step, he helped me re-explore the majesty and the beauty of creation around me. After a while, I thought, I hope we're running out of creation. He then said, you're staying for supper. I was a little nervous about that idea. I had told him before I was struggling with food. He said, around here, we take our time in preparing good food. We not only celebrate creation, Stephen, we celebrate the gift of food. It was a 3-hour preparation of the meal. His beautiful wife, Sheila, joined us. Together, we worked in the kitchen preparing a 5-course meal. Every once in a while, he would put a splash of wine into my glass. And after the 4 or 5 splashes, I said, is there a reason I'm getting an infant portion? And he said, yes, it's not about the amount, it's about the taste. You've lost the appreciation for the taste of life. It was a wonderful evening. By the end of the evening, it was probably appropriate with a few splashes of wine that I stayed over at the doctor's residence. The next day, something felt different inside. There was a new beginning, and I realized that I had indeed lost an attitude of gratitude about life. That suddenly, as I went to my car, the trees and their leaves had burst into more color. I could hear the birds singing. There was a tiny jump in my step, and I knew something had happened inside of me, and that it was spiritual. He was not the first to introduce creation, to introduce the beauty of a good meal, to enjoy the fellowship of others. He wasn't the first to mention that, but for some reason he had done it in such a way, my guess based on his training, that he had sparked a chariotic moment inside. That's a spiritual awakening inside of us. You see, in the New Testament lesson, it's actually about a process of sanctification. Don't go to sleep. Sanctification is that moment in which we're in partnership with God to experience the holy in new and exciting ways every day. As I moved along, I met a couple by the name of Valerie and Gordon. They owned a series of what you called back then body shops. They were an extraordinary couple. They, too, lived in a residence surrounded in trees. I remember the afternoon that Valerie said, we're going for a walk. I thought, oh, I've been here before. Exercise. I mean, a walk to the fridge and back is one thing. But out in nature, again, I need reminding that the world around us can be experienced as beautiful. That God's creation is magnificent. Valerie and Gordon, they too enjoyed the gift of food. Gordon was especially talented in clothing. He believed that just about anybody could look really good if they were wrapped in the right fabric. He also had this wonderful ability to show his love and affection to his children and grandchildren. I would look at his house and say, something's going to get broken, and Gordon would say, who cares, it's stuff. Valerie was very ill, and it took everything she had to prepare the meal, and yet no one could take it away from her because it's what she loved to do. You could help, but she was in charge. And my countless days in their home were a renewal of my spirit of people who just understood the gift, the blessing, the bounty of the world around us, the food that we have, the family and friends that we share. Later on, I ran into a couple by the name of Isabel and Harold. Isabel and Harold owned a flower shop just on the outskirts of Windsor, Ontario. They were a wonderful couple. They had a great sense of humor. I once said to Isabel, have you ever considered the possibility, when they were bickering and arguing, of it ending? She said, oh, no, not divorce. Murder. They just loved to make each other laugh. They loved to be together. And even with their weaknesses and vulnerabilities, they celebrated each other as an extraordinary gift from God. Later, I experienced a gentleman just recently. We were sitting at an event in the Diocese of Huron called Clergy Conference. We go and listen. We're supposed to behave. We even receive emails of how to behave, which is interesting at my age. They think I want to stay up all night. I just want to go to sleep. But I met somebody at this clergy conference that I'd seen at a distance. He was a slightly bigger fella. I'd heard that he could get along with anybody, that he was cheerful and jolly, that he was friendly and warm and considerate. And I sat down with him as we discussed Christmas liturgies for children. And as we sat together to discuss it, we shared a small, large bag of chips. okay, the whole thing. And a Coke. Okay, a large Coke. And as we chatted back and forth, he laughed. And he was clearly filled with wisdom and insight. And you know, he knew that the world was a rough place. He knew there was pain. He knew there was suffering. He could be with just about anybody at any time and bring them solace and comfort and hope. And as my conversation concluded with Father Chad, and he wandered away and said, "I'll send you that Christmas liturgy. We'll see you soon." I said, "What are you doing when you get home?" He said, "I'm going for a ride on my motorcycle." Chad's death is a reminder to us that we live in a fragile world and we have fragile bodies. And that as quickly as we came into this world, we may leave. And so we could focus on that, but my guess is, even in Chad's last moments, the wind was on his face, and he could feel the darkness around him. But today, through that extraordinary process of sanctification where we become closer to God just a little bit every day of our life, thanks to that extraordinary process of sanctification, of the Holy Spirit anointing our being a little more every day, of us being accepting of that gift of the Spirit, today Chad sits in the kingdom. We can be preoccupied with the disasters of this world. We can shrug our shoulders, we can cry, we can get depressed, we can get discouraged, we can get frightened. Or we can pray for those in crisis, contribute in whatever way we can to help those in need. I think Celine Dion put it well in her performance 3 days after the tragedy in Las Vegas, when she simply said, "I don't know what to do and I don't know what to say, so the only thing I can do is to give all the money that you paid to come and see me tonight back to the families for their funerals." Sometimes it's a tiny thing we can do. Sometimes it's for another and sometimes it's for ourselves. But on this Thanksgiving weekend, I want you to step back from the shadows that are around us in this world and just take a moment and give thanks for what you have, for family, for friends, for fellowship, for faith, to celebrate those that are around you, to give thanks to the God that loved you even before you were born. And to know that Christ's Spirit guides us to search out those moments of joy in life. God knows we need them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.